Continuing our Senior Bowl preview here, Alex Smith alongside Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. Tony, now we're going to shift our attention over to the defensive side of the ball. Let's start up front at the defensive end position. Noah Spence, an interesting guy out of Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, Eastern Kentucky by way of Ohio State. I mean, you look at the 2013 film at Ohio State, he was a dominant player. He looked like a first-round pick. Had some off-the-field issues, had some personality issues, left the Ohio State program, went to Eastern Kentucky, had a very good year. He's on, as far as his playing skills, I mean, he's on the upswing. Now he's going to have to go back and play against some of the better tackles that we had previously talked about, the Willie Beavers, Spencer Drangos, Jason Spriggs. How he does against those guys and interviews later on in the Senior Bowl could determine whether he's going to be a last-day pick or a second-day choice.
How about Bronson Confusi, another guy who plays on the defensive line, plays at that defensive end position?
Yeah, he's a guy who, when he's on his game, he can basically change the momentum of games with making plays behind the line of scrimmage. Was out of position standing up over tackle as a junior. When they lined him up as a three-point stance this year, he really wreaked havoc. He's got a lot of upside potential. You want to see how athletic he is. How does he do against some of the more athletic tackles? Can he make plays behind the line of scrimmage? How he does in the one-on-ones? Again, another guy that if he does well, could jump into that second day of the draft.
And then our final guy up on the defensive end position that we're going to look at here, and that's Vernon Butler, defensive tackle from Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, defensive tackle, nose tackle. Here's a guy who's building a lot of steam, a guy who basically holds the point. I mean, he's a guy who occupies gaps, takes on two blockers, does not give up an inch of room. Want to see what kind of pass rusher he is. Is he more just a gap occupier, or can he make plays behind the line of scrimmage? Again, a guy who has basically second-day draft potential riding on the line at the Senior Bowl.
Moving into the linebacker position, Kyler Fackrell is a guy from Utah State that you have your eye on heading into next week.
Yeah, Kyler Fackrell in 2013 was projected as a first-round pick. Blew his knee out during the first game of the 2014 season. Came back slowly this year. The fact is he's big, he's strong, he's forceful. He makes a lot of plays up the field. Your prototypical 3-4 outside linebacker, you want to see how he does in coverage. When they do those drills where he has to cover backs or tight ends in coverage, does he do a good job? A guy who, you know, at one point in time was a first-round pick. So if he does well next week, you're talking about potential second-round riding on the line for him.
Then another outside linebacker, Jordan Jenkins, a guy that you certainly like out of the University of Georgia.
Sort of the forgotten guy. I mean, this draft is very strong with your space linebackers, the Jalen Smiths, the Darren Lees, the Miles Jack, guys who can, your prototypical outside linebackers. Jenkins is sort of the forgotten guy. He's a little bit inconsistent in his game, but he's very athletic. He's explosive, can make plays up the field, can also cover. So another guy, during scrimmage, during those one-on-one drills, the seven-on-sevens, and even in the game, you want to make sure that he stays with those tight ends that come across the middle of the field, the backs who go down the field. If he does, really going to boost his draft stock.
Moving into the secondary, DeAndre Hall is the guy that you're keeping an eye on out of Northern Iowa.
The Senior Bowl has really been a haven for small school defensive backs. You go back to Rasheen Mathis of Bethune-Cookman, and I think Hall, as well as the other small school defensive back, DeAndre Carson Houston from William & Mary. These guys got a lot riding on the line. They got excellent size. They're very athletic. The William & Mary kid had a record-breaking season. Are they cornerbacks? Are they safeties? Can they make plays with their backs to the ball? That's one thing you want to see, because a lot of times on the college level, these guys can run downfield with receivers, but they don't get their heads turned back around. You want to see that. That's going to be very important for both of those players.
And we'll see how it all goes down next week in Mobile, Alabama. Our thanks to Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. And we'll have continuing coverage right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.